Before I start my message, I would like to share a little bit of my own personal testimony.
在我传说今天的信息前，我想要跟大家分享一点我自己的见证。
My reason for doing this is I've been reflecting a lot on my childhood as I've been watching the Olympics the last 2 weeks.
这两个礼拜因为看到冬季奥林匹克会让我想起我小时候的事情。
You see, I grew up in Vancouver area.
我在加拿大温哥华长大的。
Has anyone been watching the Olympics?
多少人看了奥林匹克？
Good, good. Go Canada, is that okay?
到加拿大去。
No, there's a big hockey game this afternoon, and I'm a dual citizen.
今天下午有一个冰上冰棍球的比赛，我是双重国籍的人。
So I win either way, the Canada or U.S.
所以两边都对我来说都很好。
But when I was growing up, and this is what prompted my thought, when I was growing up, I loved to ski.
在我成长的过程中，我非常喜欢滑雪。
And a part of the religious side of it is when I was about 13 years of age, I came to believe that to be a Christian was not fun.
因为在我13岁的时候，我觉得成为一个基督徒不是一个很有趣的事情。
That the world had more pleasure to offer in my young mind.
在我年幼的心脑筋里头，我觉得这个世界上可以让我有更多有趣的事情。
I wasn't interested in becoming successful or becoming rich.
我并不是要追求有名或者是有钱。
I only wanted enough money so I could have fun.
我只希望我能够有足够的钱，让我能够享受。
For me, a perfect life would have been living in a ski resort all winter and on the golf course in the summer.
对我来说，冬天住在滑雪地，夏天住在打高尔夫球的地方，这是最好的。
And needless to say, school was not important.
当然了，学校对我来说不重要。
As a part of that, I realized that a pursuit of pleasure is not as fulfilling as it sets out to be.
可是我渐渐发现，当我在追求这个享受的时候，并没有真的满足我。
I used to spend about 25 or 30 days on a ski hill every winter.
我有的时候会花30天在滑雪场道上。
When I was 16 years of age, I was able to purchase a fast motorcycle to drive.
16岁的时候，我买到一个非常快的一个摩托车。
And when I finished high school that first year, I managed to collect unemployment insurance so I could ski more.
我高中毕业的时候，我能够收到失业救济金，所以我可以更多的时间来滑雪。
A turning point is in that first winter, about February, I was able to go to the island of Hawaii for 2 weeks with 3 friends.
可是在我的转捩点的时候，就是在那年的二月，我到夏威夷和三个朋友在夏威夷的时候。
I thought this would be great because I was 18 and the drinking age was 18 of Hawaii.
我觉得这真好，因为我18岁是可以喝酒的。
But you know, I had praying parents who loved me and prayed for me.
可是你知道吗？我有爱我的父母，他们是一个祷告虔诚的父母。
And this great trip was far from what I expected it to be.
而这一个在我想象应该很好的一个旅游，却超乎我想象的。
And I realized that what the world has to offer is almost like fool's gold, if you know what that is.
对我来说，这个世界能够给我的真的是就像满手的金块一样。
It looks very appealing, but it doesn't satisfy.
看起来好像很好，可是实在是不能满足我。
So, at 18 years of age, I was invited to a conference called Basic Youth Conflicts.
18岁的时候，我被呼召参加一个退休会，是退休会。
The main theme for that week was that to live, follow Jesus Christ is the fullest way to live your life.
那个退休会的主题是追随基督是生命的一个重要的一个路程。
True pleasure was found in a relationship with Jesus.
最真实的满足是就是追随基督。
Probably a key verse to that would be John 10:10.
重要的经文，我想就是在约翰10:10说到的。
A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
盗贼来了，是要 偷窃。
I'm giving her a hard time. This is not in the notes. Sorry. To steal, kill, and destroy. And, but Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly.
我来是要人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
And on May 4th, 1979, I gave my life to Jesus Christ.
5月4号1979年，我把我自己献给主。
And that led to a journey that has been full and rich and full of true pleasure.
而在这一段的路程上是是丰富的，是完全的，而是满了一切的喜乐。
The first thing that changed in my life is that I had a desire to know God's word.
第一件改变我的是，我有那个渴慕神的话语的心。
And 4 months after I gave my life to Christ, I found myself in a Bible college.
四个月以后，当我把我自己奉献给耶稣的时候，我找到了一个学习圣经的学校。
This placed a desire for ministry in my heart, and at age 20, I felt called to be in full-time Christian ministry.
在我二十岁的时候，因着这样的学习，我愿意完全的全职的奉献。
And so God has brought me from not expecting to go to college at all to a college degree as well as a master's degree in theology.
神让我一个不愿意念书的人能够让我能够进了学校，而且得到了硕士的学位，完成了我该有的训练。
Growing up in a small town outside of Vancouver, God brought me to New York City.
我在温哥华的一个小镇长大的，神把我带到了纽约。
I met my wife in Brooklyn, and for 18 and a half years, I've been the pastor in Fort Lee.
我遇见我的妻子是在纽约的波克林，然后我十八年了，跟我的太太在波利的教会服事。
And so, as I've been watching the Olympics the last 2 weeks, a part of me says, I miss a little bit of that life. You know, spending the time skiing and that type of thing.
过去两个礼拜，我看到奥林匹克会的时候，我有点想念我过去那些世界上的欢乐的日子。
But life, as what God has called me to, is so much fuller, so much richer, and I give Him praise for that.
可是神呼召我追寻他的这些日子是更丰盛，更蛮有恩典。我真的是要把我的感谢归于神。
A quick note to young people, it's living life in Christ leads to the richest life that we can have.
对年轻人的一种鼓励，是因着神的丰盛的生命和恩典，让我们能够有更好的生命。
Satan likes to deceive us and say to be a Christian is boring or dull or it's not rich, but it's not true.
撒旦常常告诉我们有一个基督徒的生活是很无聊的，很无趣的，可是事实上并不是如此。
As you see, my message today is the redemption of Judah.
我今天的信息是要讲到犹大的救赎。
And we'll get into his story in just a moment, but let me start by giving you the three main characters of this account.
我们先讲三个人物。
We all know about Jacob, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.He's the third in the Trinity in Genesis there.
我们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各，这是三个重要的人物，是在旧约圣经里头的三个重要人物。
Jacob, who is also called Israel, had 12 sons.
雅各也有又被神改名叫以色列，他有十二个儿子。
And of course, the best known of his sons is Joseph.
当然，十二个儿子中，约瑟是最有名的一位。
But I want to focus on the other sons of Israel or Jacob.
可是我今天想要看雅各其他的十个儿子。
You see, history tells us that there wasn't just one important son named Joseph.
历史上告诉我们，其实不是只有约瑟是一个重要的儿子。
In some ways, the second son, Judah, receives almost greater honor in redemptive history.
而第二个犹大其实在救赎的历史上他得到更多的崇高的地位。
You see, Jesus didn't come through the line of Joseph, he came through the line of Judah.
你知道耶稣不是从 约瑟的后裔出来的，而是从犹大的后裔出来的。
And if you're like me, we often focus on the story of Joseph, and we love the story of Joseph.
如果你跟我一样，我们常常是在把注意放在约瑟的故事上，因为我们喜欢约瑟的故事。
You see, Joseph is this great story of a person who God used, to save the people of Israel.
你知道约瑟是神所重用的仆人来拯救以色列人。
Joseph was someone who was not known to do anything wrong.
约瑟是大家都知道从来不会做出错的事情。
It's been said that Joseph is a bit of a type of Jesus Christ.
也有人说约瑟预表了基督。
The Bible doesn't record any clear sins of Joseph.
在圣经中并没有很明确的记录约瑟的一切的罪。
It doesn't mean that he was sinless. It only means that he did everything right, it seemed.
并不表示约瑟不犯罪，而只是说他所做出来的没有
And yet we see that the ten brothers in particular are famous for selling Joseph into slavery.
而其他十个弟兄，他们最有名的就是把约瑟卖了。
A part of how I came to this is I know that your theme has been the gospel in the Old Testament.
我今天为什么会讲这个？因为我知道你们今年的信息的讲专题是在旧约中的福音。
And first I thought about the story of Joseph and the gospel application from his life.
我看看约瑟，然后我们要看看约瑟他福音中的来让我们的作为。
That by his obedience he was able to bring a preservation of the people of God because he provided food for them.
因为他
preservation of the people of Israel, he provided food.
因着他，神用他来拯救饥饿的百姓。
And yet, I've been reading in the book of Revelations, and we have some things that point to the other brothers of Joseph as well.
可是在启示录里头的章节却指出了其他弟兄的作为。
First we see that there is a description of the throne room of God in Revelation chapter 5.
在启示录第五章我们看到神的宝座。
Or 4 and 5. And we see that in the throne room there are 12 chairs, there are 12 elders that are before the throne of God.
在神的宝座旁边有十二个，神的座位旁边有十二个宝座。
And most people believe that those are the 12 apostles and the 12 sons of Judah.
许多人相信那代
Jacob rather.
许多人相信那十二个代表的十二位使徒，或者是十二雅各的十二个儿子。
And it seems remarkable that if the throne room of God has 24 chairs.That you would put the ten brothers of Joseph there who sold him into slavery.
所以很惊讶的，如果那有二十四个位置的话，中间有十个是把约瑟卖掉的十个弟兄的位置。
Wouldn't you want to put other people there who are more worthy?
难道你不愿意把其他更值得放在那边的人放在那里吗？
You see, that's the message of God's grace, the message of redemption.
这是神的恩典和神的救赎。
And I include this quote from Revelation 5, verse 5.
启示录第五章第五节这么说。
It says, Do not weep, see the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David has triumphed.
不要哭看啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根他已得胜。
And Jesus is known as that son of Judah, that lion of the tribe of Judah. That's referring to Jesus Christ.
这就是指出了耶稣，他是犹大支派的狮子，犹大的根，大卫的根。
You see, among the brothers of Joseph, there is a special place for Judah in that group.
在约瑟的弟兄们中间，犹大占了一个特殊的地位。
So our message today will look at the failings of Judah, his restoration, and lessons of God's grace.
我们今天就是要来看，犹大的失败，犹大的复兴，和还有神的恩典。
Let me begin by reading from Genesis 37.
创世纪三十七章。
This is a familiar passage about the the life of Joseph, but let's think of it through the eyes of his brothers as well.
这一段经文很有名，那我们来看看从他弟兄的眼中是怎么看约瑟的。
I will read it in English and follow with the Chinese reading.
我先念英文，然后再念中文。
Genesis 37. Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan. This is the count of Jacob. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Ziphon, his father's wives, and he brought their father a bad report about them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age. And he made a richly adorned robe for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowed down to me." Then he told his father as well as his brothers. His father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flock near Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph, "As you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, I am going to send you to them." "Very well," he replied. So he said to them, "Go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring word back to me." Then he sent him off from the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived in Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" He replied, "I am looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are gazing their flocks?" "They have moved on from here," the man answered. "I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But he saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. "Here comes that dreamer," they said to each other. "Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. "Let's not take his life," he said. "Don't shed any blood. Throw him into this cistern here in the desert, but don't lay a hand on him." Reuben said this to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the richly adorned robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. Now the cistern was empty. There was no water in it. As they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming down from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, balm, and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. So when the Midianites merchants came by, his brothers pulled Joseph out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. When Reuben returned to the cistern and saw that Joseph was not there, he tore his clothes. He went back to his brothers and said, "The boy isn't there. Where can I turn now?" Then they got Joseph's robe and slaughtered a goat and dipped the robe in the blood. They took the ornamented robe back to their father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it is your son's robe." He recognized it and said, "It is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him." Joseph has surely been torn to pieces. Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. No, he said, in mourning will I go down to the grave to my son. So his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard.
创世纪37章，雅各住在迦南地，就是他父亲寄居的地。雅各的妓女儒夏，约瑟17岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾比拉、西帕的儿子们藏在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。以色列原来爱约瑟胜过爱他的众子。 因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟胜过他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。约瑟做了一个梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发恨他。约瑟对他们说：“请听我所做的梦，我们在田里捆禾架，我的捆起。” 我的捆起来站着，你们的捆来围着我捆下拜。他的哥哥们回答说：“难道你真要做我们的王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？”他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。后来他又做了一个梦，也告诉他的哥哥们说：“看哪，我又做了一个梦，梦见太阳、月亮与11个星向我下拜。”约瑟将这梦告诉他父亲和哥哥们。 他父亲就责备他说：“你做的这是什么梦？难道我和你母亲、你弟兄果然要来俯伏在地向你下拜吗？”他哥哥们都嫉妒他，他父亲却把这话存在心里。约瑟的哥哥们往事件去，放他们父亲的羊。以色列对约瑟说：“你哥哥们不是在事件放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。”约瑟说：“我在这里。” 以色列说：“你去看看你哥哥们平安不平安，群羊平安不平安。”就回来报信给我。于是打发出希伯伦谷，他就往事件去了。有人遇见他在田野走迷了路，就问他说：“你找什么？”他说：“我找我的哥哥们，求你告诉我们，他们在何处放羊。”那人说：“他们已经走了，我听见他们说要往多滩去。” 约瑟就去追赶他哥哥们，遇见他们在多滩，他们远远地看见他，趁他还没有走到跟前，大家就同谋要害死他，彼此说：“你看那做梦的来了，来吧，我们将他杀了，丢在一个坑里，就说有恶兽把他吃了。我们且看他的梦将来怎么样。”刘便听见要救他，脱离他们的手，说：“我们不可害他的性命，又说不可流他的血。” 可以把他丢在这野地的坑里，不可下手害他。刘便的意思是要救他脱离他们的手，把他归还他的父亲。约瑟到了他哥哥那里，他们就剥了他的外衣，就是他穿的那件彩衣，把他丢在坑里。那坑是空的，里头没有水。他们坐下来吃饭，举目观看，见有一伙米甸的以实玛利人从基列来。 用骆驼驮了香料、乳香、没药，要带下埃及去。犹大对众弟兄说：“我们杀了我们的兄弟，藏了他的血，有什么益处？我们不可将他卖给以实玛利人，不可下手害他，因为他是我们的兄弟，我们的骨肉。”众弟兄就听从了他。有些米甸的商人从那里经过。 哥哥们就把约瑟从坑里拉起来，奖定20克舍克拉银子，把约瑟卖给了以实玛利人。他们就把约瑟带到了埃及去。流便回到坑里，见约瑟不在坑里，就撕裂衣服，回到兄弟那里去说：“童子没有了，我往哪里去才好呢？”他们宰了一只公山羊，把约瑟的那件彩衣染了血。 打发人送到他们的父亲那里去。我们捡了这个，请认一认，是你儿子的外衣不是？他认得，就说：“这是我儿子的外衣。”由于恶兽把他吃了，约瑟必撕碎了。雅各便撕裂衣服，腰间围上麻布。 为他儿子悲哀了多日，他的儿女都来安慰他，他却不肯受安慰，说：我必悲哀地下阴间到我儿子那里去。约瑟的父亲就为他哀哭。米甸人带约瑟到埃及，把他卖给法老的内臣护卫长波提法。
To give context, Jacob had 12 sons by 4 different women.
雅各有四个，有十二个儿子，有四个妻子。
Jacob's favorite wife was Rachel.
雅各最钟爱的妻子是。
Rachel had 2 sons. The first one was Joseph. The second one was Benjamin.
他这钟爱的妻子有两个儿子，就是约瑟和便雅悯。
Rachel died in childbirth, giving birth to Benjamin.
这个太太在给了生了孩子以后就死了。
Rachel was buried in Bethlehem, which gives tie-in to the babies that were killed at the birth of Jesus.
这个太太在死了以后就埋在
Bethlehem,
伯利恒，就是在那个时候要杀耶稣小的时候要被杀害的地方。
But Jacob had a special love for his 2 youngest sons, especially Joseph.
所以，雅各对这两个孩子特别钟爱。
And this led to the other 10 brothers being very jealous of him.
让他其他的十个儿子都非常的嫉妒。
Which led to their most famous action is that they sold their brother into slavery.
所以他们能够做出把约瑟卖给卖约瑟为奴的这个行为来。
And if you're not familiar with the story, keep reading through the end of Genesis, and you see how God allowed Joseph to rise up and be number 2 in Egypt.
如果你对这个故事不太熟悉，你可以继续的把创世纪念完，你就看到了。
But when you read through the account of Joseph, you have this surprising chapter, which is chapter 39.
可是你看的时候，你在第39章，你看到了一个很奇异的事情。
And I remember preaching through this before, where you preach through the story of Joseph, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, is chapter 39. You say, "Why is this in the middle of the story?"
当我过去在谈论约瑟的时候，念到39章的时候，突然就很奇怪的，为什么这个在这里？
And as we look at the account of Judah, you realize that Judah is just as important a character in this part of the Bible as Joseph is.
当我们来到这个地方的时候，我们就看到犹大。也是像约瑟一样的重要。
And so chapter 39 tells about the family struggles that Judah went through as well.
在39章就看到了犹大他在家庭上面的一个挣扎。
I won't read the chapter, but just in a nutshell, we see the story of how Judah had 2 of his sons struck down by God.
我不讲太多的细节，可是在这地方我们看到了犹大的头生的两个儿子被神击杀了。
And then there was also the deception of his daughter-in-law, who became pregnant with his twin sons as well.
后来就又因着他的媳妇用了手段，而让犹大成为他媳妇的两个双胞胎的父亲。
That's the G-rated version of the story. You can read the full details, and we won't get into that today.
我现在就我们就今天就不讲那个细节了。
But you see, let's take this application from this. You see, Judah had family problems.
我们就来看看犹大他有家庭的问题。
He had to bury 2 of his children.
他要埋葬他两个孩子。
It seems like his own wife died fairly young.
好像他自己的妻子也是在很年轻的时候就过世了。
And there was some family friction within his family.
当然在他家庭中间也有他自己的问题。
Now, the longer I'm in ministry, the more I realize that family problems is what binds most people together.
在我传道的这段时间，我发现了，就是因为家庭的问题，让我们能够结合在一起。
I meet very, very few people who come from ideal family situations.
我遇到极少极少数的人，他们是从一个完美的家庭出来的。
The best families I know about at least have an in-law that drives everyone crazy.
最好的一个家庭，我还是知道，因为他们的妯娌之间还是有点问题。
But being a minister in America with the American family dynamic, there is so much divorce, so much brokenness, so much hurt within the family.
在美国的家庭中有这么多的离婚，有这么多的破碎的家庭在我们之间。
And the little bit I know about Chinese culture is it may look better on the surface, but there's a lot of problems underneath.
对我来说，中国人的家庭在表面上似乎是很好，可是在背后的地方，我们知道还是有很多问题。
And so again, we can identify with the life of Judah because our family life is not perfect.
所以我们看到犹大，我们实在有点认同，因为我们的生活，我们的一切也并不是完美的。
He also had a strained relationship with his father to some degree.
他跟他父亲的关系也不是很顺利。
These are issues that many of us can identify with.
这些事情对我们来说，我们都有一点身同感受的。
And so I want to move on and look at how God restored the life of Judah.
所以我们来看看神是怎么样的来恢复犹大。
Not only did he have troubles in life, but God also changed his heart along the way.
不光是犹大，他有他的问题，可是我们也来看神是怎么改变他。
And so I have a couple of readings from Genesis 43 and 44.
我们先来念创世纪43章44章。
First of all, Genesis 43:1-10. I'll read that first.
43章1到10节。
It says, "Now the famine was still severe in the land. So when they had eaten all the grain they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, 'Go back and buy us a little more food.' But Judah said to him, 'The man warned us solemnly, "You will not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you will send your brother along with us, we will go down and buy food for you. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. Because the man said to us, "You will not see my face again unless your brother is with you." Israel asked, "Why did you bring this trouble on me by telling the man you had another brother?" They replied, "The man questioned us closely about ourselves and our family. 'Is your father still living?' he asked us. 'Do you have another brother?' We simply answered the questions. How are we to know that he would say, 'Bring your brother down here?'" Then Judah said to Israel, his father, "Send the boy along with me, and we will go at once, so that we and you and our children may live and not die. I myself will guarantee his safety. You can hold me personally responsible for him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him here before you, I will bear the blame before you all my life. As it is, if we had not delayed, we could have gone and returned twice."
43章1到10节，那地的饥荒甚大，他们从埃及带来的粮食吃尽了。他们的父亲就对他们说，你们再去给我提些粮来。犹大对他说，那人谆谆地告诫我们说，你们的兄弟若不与你们同来，你们就不得见我的面。你若打发我们的兄弟与我们同去，我们就下去给你提粮。你若不打发他去，我们就不去。因为那人对我们说，你们的兄弟若不与你们同来，你们就不得见我的面。以色列说，你们为什么这样害我？告诉那人，你们还有兄弟呢。他们回答说，那人详细问到我们和我们的亲属，说你们的父亲还在吗？你们还有兄弟吗？我们就按着他所问的告诉他，焉能知道他要说必须把你们的兄弟带下来呢？犹大又对他父亲以色列说，你打发童子与我同去，我们就起身下去，好叫我们和你并我们的妇人孩子都得存活，不至于死。我为他作保，你可以从我手中追讨。我若不带他回来交在你面前，我情愿永远担罪。我们若没有单言，如今第二次都回来了。
Okay. The context here is that now Joseph has risen up to be number two in Pharaoh.Or in Egypt.
在这里，我们看到约瑟已经是在在埃及是第二把，做到很高的地位。
And the brothers had come to buy food because there's a famine in all the lands.
他的弟兄到埃及去买食粮食，因为遍地饥荒。
But Joseph has disguised himself from his brothers, and he's testing them to see if they've changed or not.
而约瑟已经把自己改装了，所以他去要为了是要试验他的兄弟是否有所改变。
And I'll save us the second part of the reading where they're exposed and Judah again falls down before Joseph and say, "Don't take our brother Benjamin."
在我们念第二段的经文的时候，我们看到犹大在约瑟面前俯伏，而求他不要带走便雅悯的事。
So just as Judah had been someone who was had the idea to sell his brother Joseph into slavery, now he becomes the protector of Benjamin, the other brother.
就在当初犹大是他的主意起于来卖约瑟，而如今他却变成了便雅悯的保护者。
He uses his leadership for godly ways as opposed to before he had used his leadership for destruction.
他现在是用他领袖的能力来走神的道路，与先前用他领袖的能力来走向毁灭的道路是完全不一样的。
He actually shows sincere regret that he has done what he did in the past, and he's determined not to repeat the errors of his ways.
他也是真心的，知道他过去所做的是不对的，而能够愿意现在不再重蹈覆辙。
So.We see that, and I think this is an important point here, is that Judah has come to deal with the fact that his father always will have a preference for his other brothers.
我们看到犹大其实在他的父亲对他偏爱孩子上一点都没有改变。
You see, when we deal with family issues, sometimes we can never change the way other people treat us.
在家庭生活中，我们永远都没有改变别人对我们的态度。
If we use a direct analogy, every family can have this possibility that there's a special love of a parent to a child over the other siblings.
在一个家庭里，总是有父母对某一个孩子总是特别的偏爱。
And I'm sure that if you've been a child that is not the favorite, there's been that desire to say, "This is not fair. This is not right."
如果你是那个不被重视的孩子，你总是会说这是真是不公平。
And some of those injustices never gets fixed in this life.
在我们的生命当中，其实很多不公平的事是永远都不会改变的。
But God wants us to accept what is as is.
可是神要我们接受我们所现有的。
If I can share an example from our own ministry.
让我分享在我们的教会的一个见证。
We have a men's group that meets once a week.
我们每个礼拜弟兄会有一次的聚集。
And there was a guy who joined us a few months ago.
有一位弟兄在几个月前加入了我们。
And he had been fairly successful in his life and career.
在他的事业上，他是一个很成功的人。
But he was estranged from his family.
可是，在他的家人面前，他像一个陌生人。
There was a lot of hatred towards his family. His parents had not treated him well.
他对他的家人有的愤怒，他的家人也对他不是很友善。
And so here he could be very competent in the work world, but he broke down in tears in our group talking about his family.
虽然他是一个很成功的事业家，可是在我们当中他却哭了。
And as we shared and carried that burden with him a little bit, it was amazing to me that he was not alone in feeling that rejection.
当我们彼此带到分享的时候，我们发现他并不是唯一的一个。
There was three other men in that group that also had to deal with great rejection within their own family.
还有其他三个弟兄也是因着在被自己的家庭所拒绝。
In one case, one of the men, when he became a Christian, the family rejected him.
其中有一位弟兄，当他成为了基督徒以后，他的家人拒绝他。
In another case, the one guy had done some jail time, and the family, you know, didn't respect him or like him, and there was a distance. Now he'd become a Christian.
还有一位弟兄，他曾经坐过牢，他的家人也是拒绝他，不愿意尊重他，而现在他成为了基督徒。
And the other guy had actually been adopted because his parents had been drug addicts, so he'd been adopted out.
还有一位弟兄，他是被收养的，因为他的父母亲曾经都是吸毒品的。
And even his adopted parents at one point cut off relationship from him.
即使是收养他的父母，在到了一段时间，也是与他拒绝了来往。
And it was almost a God thing because I couldn't put that group together on my own.
这实在是神的恩典，因为我实在没有办法把这些人都放在一起。
But we've been able to stand with his brother, and he's been able to receive significant healing in his life.
可是当我们与这些弟兄们在一起的时候，他们真正的得到了许多的医治。
But it starts by accepting the fact that we cannot change our family members.
可是我们的起点是什么？我们不能改变我们的家人。
If the father is an alcoholic, he's going to probably stay an alcoholic.
如果父亲是一个酒醉的人，他可能就是一直就是一个醉酒的人。
But God wants us to accept what is and do the right thing in response to it.
可是神要我们能够接受这个事实，能够做出我们应该做的选择。
The other thing that's remarkable about this section is we see that Judah has a very different response at this time in life.
我们也看到在这个时候，犹大有一个不同的反应。
He allows his past sins not to define him.
他让他过去的罪不再定位他。
And you could say that the biggest mistake or the biggest sin of Judah's life is that he sold his brother into slavery.
你可以说犹大他最大的一个罪就是把他的兄弟卖兄弟为奴。
And now he's not repeating that mistake. He's actually trying to redeem himself by the way he treats his other brother.
他为了不再重复那样的错误，他让自己而能够愿意来拯救他另外一个兄弟。
And I would suggest to you that when we mess up, when we make a big sin in our own life,
我要提醒大家的就是，当我们犯了很极大的罪的时候，
we have a choice to either allow that sin to define us and to be repeated, or to motivate that sin motivates us not to repeat it.
我们可以顺着那个罪继续的下去，让那个罪在我们身上作王，或者是我们能够不犯那个罪，能够胜过那个罪。
To use a simple illustration.
我们用一个很简单的例子。
If a college student fails a class in college.
如果一个大学生在大学里头，让一个科目不及格。
That failing can either motivate him to never fail another class.
那个不及格的科目可以来激励他不要再犯同样的错。
Or it can spiral out of control where he ends up failing a bunch of classes and dropping out of school.
或者是让你来妥协，让更多的科目不及格，最终就是从学校出来。
Or as one of my friends had a goal of spending 10 years to do a 4-year degree.
就像我一个朋友，他告诉自己十年来完成四年的学位。
But we can use our mistakes to motivate us not to repeat them.
我们用我们的错误来激励我们，而不是去重复它。
Because one of the realities of a Christian life is that we will fall short. We will do things that disappoint even ourselves.
因为在基督徒的生命，我们会犯罪，我们会跌倒，可是这是我们的过程。
But the good news of the gospel is that there is forgiveness for our sins.
可是好消息的是，在那里有赦免。
And we don't have to be defined by our failings. We can have a new identity in Jesus Christ.
我们不需要让我们的错误来捆绑，而我们能够仰眼看耶稣。
Which leads to my third point, which is the grace of God in the life of Judah.
带我们来到第三点，神的恩典。
For this reading, we go to Genesis 49.
我们到创世纪的四十九章。
And the context is that now Israel has come to the end of his life.
这个时候，以色列已经到了晚年临终的时候。
And he has offered a blessing for each of his sons.
他为他十二个儿子祝福。
And the two longest blessings in this chapter are for Judah and for Joseph.
两段最长的祝福是为了约瑟和犹大。
Joseph we understand, but Judah may surprise us in some ways.
约瑟我们可以明白，可是犹大有点让我们惊讶。
You see, Judah is treated like the oldest son, even though he's the fourth born.
犹大在这里看起来像长子一样，虽然他实质上是第四个儿子。
The reason for this is that Reuben, the firstborn, has disqualified himself by his sexual sin.
原因是刘辩长子因着他的奸淫而他失去了他长子的名分。
Simeon and Levi, the second and third, were too violent as they essentially killed a small village because someone raped their sister.
西缅和刘辩西缅和利未第二跟第三个孩子，因为他们太暴力了，在杀了那个小村庄所有的人，因为那些人侵犯了他们的妹妹。
And so Judah has all the blessings of the firstborn in this chapter.
所以犹大在这里，他得到了长子的祝福。
And so let me read for you verses 8 to 12 of Genesis 49.
四十九章八到十二节。
It says, Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub, O Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs.And the obedience of the nations is his. He will tether his donkey to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk.
四十九章第八到第十二节，犹大，你的兄弟。你的弟兄们必赞美你，你手必掐住你仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子们必向你下拜。犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你抓了食便上去，你屈下身去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮，谁敢惹你？龟必不离犹大，杖必不离开他两脚之间，直到细罗。来吧，全民必归顺。犹大把小驴拴在葡萄树上，把驴驹拴在美好的葡萄树上。他在葡萄酒中洗了衣服，他在葡萄汁中洗了袍褂。他的眼睛必因酒红润，他的牙齿必因奶白亮。
And so as we see here, there's a special blessing upon the life of Judah, which is greater than all the blessings on the other brothers.
在这里我们看到雅各对犹大的祝福超乎了其他的兄弟。
If you compare this blessing with all the others, it's much greater than all the other 11 brothers, including Joseph.
你把这一段的祝福与其他弟兄的祝福做比较，这一段实在是超乎其他的，而且是包括对约瑟的祝福。
You see, in this life, Joseph was the one who was honored and worshipped. But in the future, the descendants of Judah will be honored and revered above others.
在他们的有生之年的时候，约瑟是最被尊崇的，被祝福的。可是，在将来，在犹大的后裔中，反而是犹大的后裔被尊崇，被祝福。
You see, verse 8, it says, "Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies."
这边说，犹大，你的兄弟们必赞美你，你的手必掐住仇敌的颈项。
That sounds like what Joseph had in this life. His brothers came and bowed down and worshipped him.
似乎看起来像就像约瑟那个时候他的兄弟们来俯伏于他。
And we see the first thing is there's future honor. Secondly, the future kings will come from him.
我们 先是看到了对于将来的祝福，也看到了将来的王。
And of course, the descendants of Judah includes King David, includes King Solomon, and ultimately Jesus Christ.
犹大的后裔包括了大卫王、所罗门王到最后包括了耶稣基督。
And the last part, if it seems unclear, this idea of washing your clothes in wine and the idea of teeth whiter than mine, it's a prosperity blessing.
最后看到葡萄酒、葡萄汁、酒和鹰奶洁白，这都是代表了兴盛。
So his father is saying, your descendants will be honored. They will be kings. They'll be rulers with a scepter, but they'll also be blessed in many ways.
说到犹大的后代不仅仅能够成君王，也能够被祝福而兴盛。
My message is sometimes God blesses us when we just don't deserve it.
我的信息是，有的时候神祝福我们，实在是我们不配得。
We understand the blessings that Joseph received because he did the right thing. He always honored God.
我们看到约瑟所得到的祝福，我们知道他配得，因为他总是遵从神。
But the blessings of Judah have much more to do with the grace of God.
可是对于犹大的祝福，实在是神的恩典。
He messed up, he made mistakes, but God still blessed him.
他犯了许许多多的错，可是神依然祝福他。
And so the application for us is that God sometimes takes us in our brokenness and he pours his grace into our life.
对我们来说，我们学习的是在我们不完美的时候，神依然浇灌他的恩典。
We don't need to define ourselves most by our biggest mistakes.
我们不需要因着我们所犯的罪而限制。
Let me tell you the story of John Newton, who wrote the famous hymn Amazing Grace.
奇异恩典的作者 John Newton.
John Newton was from England, and his mother was a Christian, his father was not a Christian.
John Newton 是从英在英国是英国人，他的母亲是个基督徒，他的父亲不是。
But his mother died when he was young.
可是他的母亲在他很年幼的时候就过世了。
And so John went with his father, who was in the shipping business.
John Newton 就随着他的父亲。
And he lived the life of a sailor, and they were involved in the slave trade, taking slaves from Africa to the Americas.
他过着有轮船的日子，来卖奴、卖人、卖奴隶为生。
And in many ways, he lived a life that was very disobedient to God, very sinful.
各方面来看，他过着一个非常罪恶不讨神喜悦的日子。
But God convicted him, and he gave his life to Jesus Christ.
可是神选中了他，让他能够把他奉献给耶稣基督。
And so history doesn't define John Newton as the slave trader. It defines him as a preacher and a songwriter.
可是，所以在历史上，我们看 John Newton 的时候，不是一个贩卖人奴隶的人，而是一个传道的人，而是一个诗歌的作者。
And his song "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me."
这个奇异的恩典，能够拯救像我这样罪恶的人。
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
我曾经失落，我再被寻找到，所以我过去的看不见，我现在看见。
And in many ways, that song is loved in white churches, black churches, every church around the world.
这首诗歌在世界的每个地方，不仅是各个的教会都是能够遵从的。
Because that's the core of the gospel. It's the grace of God in our life. It's not how good we are. It's the grace of God for us.
这就是神恩典的中心，不是因为我们有多好，而是神的恩典。
In chapter 50, verses 19 to 21.
第五十章。
We see the end of the story here, where now the father has died. And now it's just Joseph and his brothers.
在第五十章十九节这地方，雅各已经过世了。
And Joseph said to them, let me read from verse 19. Joseph said to them, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children.And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them.
十九节，约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。”于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
You see, Judah and his brothers were still concerned that their sin of selling Joseph into slavery would still come back to haunt them.
你知道，看到犹大，他们还是害怕，害怕他们过去所犯的卖约瑟为奴的这个罪。
But yet, he says, But God, you intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what was being done, the saving of many lives.
可是约瑟说，你们的意思是要害我，但是神的意思原是神的意思原是好的，为要保全许多人的生命。
And the application for us is sometimes our biggest failings lead to a place where God meets us and God uses us.
对我们来说，有的时候我们最大的失败却是神能够使用的一个器皿。
The deepest pains of our life can be the place that God meets us and God uses us to touch other lives.
在我们心灵上受的最大的伤害的时候，那是神能够在那边遇到我们，能够为他使用，来安慰其他的人。
Occasionally, we have a ministry to the homeless in New York City where we lead a service once every 2 months.
我们的教会每两个月，我们到纽约的无家可归的地方去，那个人的中间来传讲福音。
And the nature of it is that we lead a half hour, 45 minute service to a group of about 100 homeless men.
大概有30到45分钟的时候，我们有100多位无家的人来听我们的福音。
And I'd like to take a couple of guys from the church with me who have been drug addicts, who have been through problems in their life.
与我同去的有些弟兄，他们过去也是有犯过罪的，或者是有毒瘾的这些弟兄。
Because they can say, I identify with you. I've been through the problems you're facing, but God rescued me. God changed me.
因为他们可以做见证，我跟你们。我过去跟你们是一样的，我经历过这些，可是神拯救了我。
And yes, I go and I preach a short message, but I think a lot of times the testimonies do more good than my message.
是的，虽然我能够我传讲小段的信息，可是他们这些弟兄的见证是带多更做了更多的果效。
So whatever we've been through, whatever struggles we've had in life, as we yield to God, He can use us.
虽然我们所经历的，当我们回转向神，当我们让神使用的时候，神能够用到他们。
God not only forgives our sins, He also uses that sin to be a place where we can touch other people.
神不仅仅是赦免我们的罪，神也可以用我们因着我们的罪来感动其他的人，来为他使用。
Let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your grace and forgiveness.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的恩典和赦免。
We thank you that Jesus died on a cross for our sins.
感谢你，耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪死了。
We thank you that nothing that we've done is too great for your forgiveness.
我们感谢你，不管我们做的有多么的不好，可是你的恩典够我们用。
And Father, it's our prayer that you would heal us from our brokenness, from our sin.
父神，我们感谢你，因为你会医治我们的破碎。
And not only would you heal us, but Lord, help us to heal others as we identify with others in their brokenness, in their need.
神啊，不仅仅是你能够医治我们，也让我们的过去的不完全能够医治别人，能够建造别人。
Father, complete your work in us so that we can be blessed of you.
父神啊，成全你的旨意在我们的身上，所以我们能够带着你的恩典。
Yeah, we pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢祷告是奉耶稣的名，阿门。